We welcome you here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. This is Rusty Taylor. Hang on. We're going to get you. You got me now?
Yes.
Okay. Y'all had a couple different. But this is Rusty Taylor. He's Stroud. He's Bone. Also, Jeremy Carrick coming in with a little setup. And we are live from Central High School of Clay County, and we're about ready to get our Heroes game started against a team from Hoover. Real quick, Bone, will you just go through the names of the – do you mind just speaking up the names of our volunteers?
Number five for the Central Heroes is Seeger Edes. Number 10 is Calvin McVeigh. Number 12, Hayden Bailey. Number 14, Aiden Benefield. Number 4, Jonathan Germany. Number 22, Caden McCoy. Number 23, Tavion Brown. Number 24, Shania Connor. Number 25, Matthew Martin. Number 33, Justin McVeigh. And number 40, Tyler Dean. That's our heroes.
We're about to get things started here. We'll grab some names and numbers here of our Hoover. I think this is the Hoover Hot Shots that would be coming on today. We've got, actually, I'll tell you something else here, Bone, that's really neat. The volunteers here at this game, we have a refereeing, Miss Bridget Burton, which she's also on staff here. But you know something neat about her? She called in the regional tournament yesterday in the Sweet 16 down in the Central Region.
Wow.
What better official can you have for this event that just called a Sweet 16 game yesterday?
No question about
Seeger it. Seeger will be tipping off here for the Vols, and it's actually out of bounds, last touched by the Hoover Hot Shots, and that'll give the Vols the basketball first. We're getting into Calvin McVeigh. Calvin dribbles in top of the key, passes it down to Seeger. Seeger's first shot up off the glass, no good. But there it is, Coach. I might call you Coach. That's Tavion Brown laying it up and in. And
great
the
work.
Heroes, the volunteer heroes, up 2-0.
Great work by 23 Brown on the boards.
Big right rebound. Shot from a free throw line. Here's good. What a shot there. Number 11. We'll get that pulled up on our phone. Here as we're having to kind of adjust quick. That's Wyman Freeman with a shot there for him. We're tied up at two. McVeigh down to Seeger. Huge Seeger shot off the backboard. No good. Fight for the rebound. And still loose ball. Tavion Brown comes out with it. He's over in the corner. Loses his dribble, drives down the baseline, lays it up and in. What a move by Tavion Brown. 6:07 to go here in the opening period. Also, one of our own three-point stance out there calling. We got Coach Steve Giddens.
That's right.
Almost a shot there by Hoover. Hoover, good look down there underneath. You like that little shot there by number 14. It's up and no good. And we're sorry, that was Cade Thompson. Quickly, Tavion Brown goes coast to coast, and he is an impressive player.
Tavion Brown showing some elite ball skills.
You know something funny that I got to share about Tavion Brown?
What's that?
I coached him. I coached him in upward basketball a couple years. So, I'm not taking any credit, but I did coach. As that shot goes out of bounds there by the Hoover Hot Shots. Early 6-2 lead here if you're next down joining us from the Heroes game. Our Heroes of Central High School of Clay County has got a 6-2 lead. And this time, Tavion Brown walking the ball up the floor for the Vols. Hayden Bailey also in the game for the Vols. Hayden inbounding the ball. Looking to get it down to Spencer, to Seeger, I should say, and it's stolen away. I also see out there for the Vols, that's Anaya Carter. Connor out there for the Vols. Oh, there's a fastball thrown down low, kind of deflected out of bounds. And Tavion Brown's going to be called for the foul. Thought he had a steal there, but Coach Giddens just thought he got a little bit too much body on that.
A little reaching in there.
I thought Tavion had got by with it, but I guess not.
He was fixed.
I don't always agree.
He was on his way, wasn't he?
What a good-looking three-point shot, but a rebound to Calvin McVeigh. Calvin's up the floor, up the side. Calvin, all the way down to the elbow, fires up a shot, tipped around. unable to control. Look at Tavion. He is like a vacuum cleaner, and he puts everywhere. It up and in, and it's 8-2. We may need to take Tavion down to Montgomery with us tomorrow. Rebounding machine. Good shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. There's some height out here on the floor too, we might add. They're up there touching the net. Bone just reaching for the rebound. Look at Seeger, goes all the way, fires up a shot, a little short. It'll go out of bounds, and that'll be turned over to the Hoover Hotshots. Bringing it up the floor there. What's that number?
Number 22.
Oh, there's a good pass, but Calvin McVay broke in front of that pass and deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with not having a piece of paper. Go ahead and share it.
Number 22 is, you're not going to believe this.
Dawson Taylor. I might remember that one. Oh, good inbound play, but Tavion again breaks in front of, and he's loose. He might dunk his thing. Let's see. He'll choose to just lay it in. He don't want to overdo it, and it's 10-2.
Looks like
we're going to get a timeout. They're going to call that Poultry South timeout as we're going to take it with them right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Around here, storms come and go, and it takes a quality roof to stand the test of time. A&E Metal Roofing has served East Alabama and West Georgia for more than 20 years, providing homes, backyard sheds, and everything in between with metal roofing, siding, and much more. A&E also offers pole barn kits. Locations include Kellyton, Wedowee, and Smith Station. More information is available at aemetalroofing.com. A&E Metal Roofing, quality you can trust, service you can count on.
Whether it's a new build, a teardown, or just clearing out some good old clutter, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority helps keep things tidy around Clay County. AGL's roll-off containers are available for a variety of cleanup needs. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority also owns and operates a C&D landfill located at 1177 Landfill Road in Ashland. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
We welcome you back here. It's Rusty Taylor, Heath Stroud, and Jeremy Character with a little setup here. Also helping us, and this is the Hoover Hotshots with the basketball. Trailing our Vols 10-2. The ball in there is Seeger Hughes on the rebound, and he's looking to go with the distance himself. Seeger's got a lot of height. Shot up, no good. He gets his own rebound, put back. Again, rims out, real rebound. I tell you, there's some rebounding skills for both sides out there on the floor. There's Dawson Taylor up the floor. He's guarded by Calvin McVay. Calvin's guarding everybody. He's trying to trap there. Wow, three-pointer. Dawson Taylor dragging one from the right wing for the Hoover Hotshots.
Way downtown, Rusty, way downtown.
Ah, good-looking shot there. And, hey, he looked like he expected to make it. We got a new substitution there for our volunteers. We got McCoy in. You got that first name. I don't see number 22. And the drugstore.
Caden McCoy.
He's got it in the right corner. He looks to pass it down, and it's picked off there by number 11 of the Hoover Hotshots, that being Warren Freeman. But it's turned over. McCoy steals it back away. Calvin from the right elbow, a little hard on that, and Taylor with the rebound. 157. Another three-pointer. He's feeling it as Taylor, but that one's a little short off the front. Saved in bounds, and a good job there out to number 24 for the Volunteers.
That's Shania Connor.
Connor fires up the shot. The shot blocked there, Calvin McVay. And I tell you that, like I said, you got some towers to shoot over in this game. It looks like we're going to get a drugstore timeout there for a substitution, a drugstore substitution. Let's stay right here and try to catch things. If you're just now joining us, this is the Vols Heroes. This is Clay Central Heroes basketball game. They're leading 10-5 here. Kind of a running clock situation. Things go quick. They'll play four periods and get things going as they're quickly entering back on to the floor. We got another substitution. Let's try to get some of these here. We got number 25. Who we got there?
Matthew Martin.
Okay, and also number 14.
Jonathan Germany.
Jonathan Germany got a couple of substitutions for the Vols. And the Vols heroes, I should say. Got some good basketball being played here and some shots being made, Bone. What do you think? I tell you, it's impressive. You, Tavion Brown, is he got all 10?
I think he's
got all 10 for the Vols so far. Tavion getting a little rest over at the bench. Trying to keep him fresh over across
Tavion
the way.
Came out like a man possessed. Didn't
I'm
he?
Telling
mean, he
you.
Just, he just running up and down the court. I mean, just.
And they also giving heels. Calvin over there, Calvin McVay's getting a little substitution. I tell you, he's a man on defense. I tell you, you got to watch. Another substitution, number 40 coming in.
Tyler Dean coming in
for the Heroes. Hot shots inbound the ball. And they're bringing it up the floor here, walking it up. Oh, good look down to the free throw line. Two good passes. Set up a perfect shot, and it rimmed out. And that'll be Seager on the rebound for the Vols. Seager's going all the way again. Seager's shot this time, back rim, no good. Right now, there's a lid a little bit on the basket, but they'll start to fall for the Heroes as we move on. Still with a 10-5 lead.
Send them to me.
There's a shot fired up, tipped around, still loose. Good hustle there by the Hoover Hotshots to get that ball almost to half court. There's one from the top of the key. It will not go. It's up and no good. Put back no good, and there's Seager again using that height as an advantage as he's got a rebound and up the floor he goes. Seager. Pulls up from about 8 feet. That shot front rim, no good. I tell you what, Seager's taking some really good shots, but they're just right now they're just rimming out. He is so close, just not falling. We're going to get another substitution here as we look across the way. We had 33, Justin McVay. We also had, I'm trying to think who all we've seen. We've seen Tyler Dean. We've seen Matthew Martin. Maybe we've seen the whole Jonathan Germany, we mentioned Aiden Benefield. It was Aiden Benefield, number 14, that was in the game a while ago. I think we called out somebody else.
I looked at the four.
Okay.
That's my fault.
That's all right. He is out there now, though, number four, Jonathan Germany. Aiden Benefield's in the game. Seager used to go out and get a little breather as well. And Dawson Taylor brings it up for the Hoover Hotshots. And he locks that top of the key. Fires up a three, gets his own rebound, steps in at the free throw line, and he drains it, and it's 10-7. He knows what he wants to do with it. Right as the buzzer expires, and as we end this Buddy Sports Country first quarter, we're going to take a break. You're listening on the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network, from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. This is Clay Central Heroes basketball live from Central High School of Clay County. 10-7 lead the Heroes have. We'll come back in just a minute right here.
Ann's Flowers and Gifts, under the new ownership of Wendy Benefield, continues a tradition of over 50 years in Ashland. Ann's Flowers and Gifts offers everyday floral arrangements, celebratory gifts, jewelry, and college-themed items for Auburn and Alabama fans. Funeral sprays, casket blankets, along with cemetery urns, blocks, and bricks are also available. Ann's Flowers and Gifts is on Facebook or available by phone at 256-354-2613 and a proud sponsor of the Clay Center Central Sports Network.
Whether you are dialing in at the range, heading into the woods, or dropping a line in the water, Bama Guns and Outfitters has the outdoor enthusiast covered. Bama Guns and Outfitters, with two locations, 1556 Almond Street in Heflin and 59400 Alabama 77 in Waldo. Available by phone in Heflin, 256-253-2635 or Waldo, 256-368-5449. Also on Facebook and Instagram, Bama Guns and Outfitters proudly supports the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9. Second quarter action is brought to you by Matthews Meat Market. Now, back to the action.
We come back. Tavion Brown's on the loose, and he's driving all the way to the basket, coast to coast after the long rebound, and he's unstoppable. Got a little injury here. That's number 34 there. And number 34, that's Kobe Davis. Got a little twist of an ankle. He'll get substituted for there for the Hoover Hotshots.
Tavion active on the boards and going coast to coast, Russell.
Absolutely. 12-7, these heroes lead. We're getting a substitution, drugstore substitution there across the way, and we're getting back going. Good pass there. Fire up a good look. What a shot by number 11, that being Wyman Freeman of the Hotshots. About a 22-footer there, Bone.
Yep. Nothing but net, too.
Nothing but net, that is for sure. That's Hayden Bailey brings it up to four, fires up a shot, had a chance, but it doesn't go, and that'll be a turnover for the Heroes. Long pass all the way up. You better watch him, Freeman. Oh, Tavion. Tavion, he got physical down there, fouled him, but he'll help him up. And maybe Freeman don't know. He said, I don't know if I want to go shoot that free throw or not. Tavion might be around.
Tavion, he was very adamant about trying to get that block there.
He come up, got a little blood lip action there. I think so. We got a little stoppage of play. Tavion got a little too much body there, Freeman. We might have called a technical foul. I'm not sure. Backing everybody out here. Oh, I think we just got to do a little cleanup. Just a little cleanup here. They're getting a little help, and that's going to send Freeman.
Did we get this on the call?
No, we didn't get that. We got Freeman on the line shooting the First State Bank free throws here. When we get everything, I think Freeman's good to go.
They're just backing him out for safety reasons.
Oh, Freeman, he got a pretty shot, and then first one just don't go. But I tell you, I'll be shocked with that shot if he don't make the second. Oh, he's trying to walk him up. He missed them both. Oh, they called it. Yeah, they're going to be getting the ball. I think they just called a technical.
A technical, okay.
They gave him three of them. I don't know what that rule was, but, it's Coach Giddens' rules. That's what these are. 12-9.
He was on the low block, wasn't he? Or somewhere thereabouts.
They'll be inbounding the ball. They get it into Taylor in the corner. Tavion Brown getting a little physical again there. Uh-oh. Brown got a little too much arm there. But he's playing good defense. They're doing a good pump fake there.
Very aggressive.
Well, a good pump fake got Brown in the air, and he just couldn't control himself. Yeah. And, of course, he's called for the foul. That's going to send Dawson Taylor to the line shooting two. A chance to cut into this Heroes lead that's 12-9. They're lining them up for free throws this time. Got the whole lane stacked up, I'm telling you. I tell you what, you look down low for the Heroes. That'd be hard to not get a rebound if it comes off the.
Yeah, they got
look down on the block.
Size down there.
But Taylor drains the first free throw. Oh, my goodness, what a good-looking shot he has.
Yes.
12 to 11. Two. Coach Giddens with a response. I don't know if you could hear that. But. 12 to 11. They look to get it down. Seager shot up, no good, but Tavion Brown's there for the putback. We got a 1-2 punch down low down there with the Heroes.
Brown just seems to always be in the right place.
He's got a soft shot, yeah, though. He's got a soft shot. Able to finish at the basket, and the ball's back on top, or the Heroes, I should say. Good pass down on the block. But guess who?
There's Brown again.
That's Brown. Taylor's going to try to stop Brown. Brown leaning into him a little. We're going to have a foul on Taylor. A little hold there under the basket.
Yeah, that foul.
That'll be a floor foul. That's on Dawson Taylor, I think, with a grab. Hey, that may be the only way you can stop Tavion Brown. I don't actually blame him.
Tackle him.
Yeah, just hold him up. Oh, a good pass into Hayden Bailey. Hayden shot front rim, no good. Hayden took a good look there, but it did not fall. Back up the floor here are the Hoover Hot Shots. Hot Shots across the floor. Look down low, got it to number 14. I ain't got to see number 14, that being Cade Thompson. That shot no good, but who's the rebounding man? Brown says, you won't hold me from the elbow, and he fires it up. It doesn't go. I tell you what Taylor did on the time before kind of made Brown think about it. He didn't take it all with the basket that time, Bo.
Yeah, he pulled up and shot from a little bit out
there on the right elbow. Look at Taylor. Good gracious, he's got a shot on it. I got a little jump ball situation here. Tavion Brown, and that is Cade Thompson of the Hoover Hot Shots. Possession there in favor of the Heroes. And we'll have possession 14 to 11 here. The Heroes lead. Up the floor here. Calvin McVay's re-entered there for the drugstore substitution. Good spin move at the top. Look at this pass. Tavion Brown misses the first, second one, no good. Third one got a little piece of him, and he puts it up and in. Unstoppable is Brown.
He's everywhere.
He may already have a double-double, Bo.
He's getting close.
I mean, he's got the points. And he's got to be close on 10 rebounds. There's a shot block by Seager Hughes, and out the floor they go. Seager. So Seager's looking to take it all the way on the right side. Shot up. Oh, my goodness, it rimmed out. Lid on the basket for Seager today. I mean, that one went three-quarters of the way down, Bones.
Just couldn't get the drop.
A lot of movement. A good look down low. It's good to see that young man back. That's the one that twisted his ankle for the Hot Shots earlier. He's back in the game, but there's Bailey. Hayden Bailey on the rebound, and Bailey's up the floor.
He's going to take it himself.
Fires it up, and he is fouled. Ball flew over the basket, but I think there's a foul. And that's going to send Hayden Bailey to the line shooting these first eight bank free throws. I tell you, you never know what you're going to see. I'm just going to leave it at this. You'll never know what you're going to see Hayden Bailey dressed as when you come into the gym, but today it's a basketball player. I don't know if Bone picked up on what I'm talking about. You think he did, Kirk? Do you?
I'll go ahead and say I didn't.
Have you ever seen Hero around?
Oh,
the mascot Hero?
Okay.
All right. Now put two and two together.
Now I can get it.
Yeah,
so he's Hero.
What?
My bad.
You don't know who?
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. First shot up, a little strong there for Bailey. No good.
He might not be.
Oh, he makes a second. Good shot there by Bailey. Made an adjustment. First one a little strong. Took a little off and put it right in. Up the floor here comes the Hoover Hot Shots. Thompson drives to the basket. Got the angle, laid it in. Got good position there, 17 to 13.
The Hot Shots doing what they can to get back in.
I'm going to tell you what, the positioning of these players, some of them know their spot and they find it. McVay comes up and he fires it up. I tell you what, you ain't never had to tell Calvin. Calvin's yet to find a shot he don't like, I promise you. I've coached Calvin in a little baseball now. He's a hustler. He's kind of the same way, Bone. He ain't found a pitch he don't like on the baseball field either. He might swing that one over his head, if you know what I mean. But he is a hustler, a good young man there. There's a shot down low. The rebound again, Thompson. Thompson moves over, and there he goes. He finds that block and finds the basket, and we're down to a two-point lead here, 17-15. I tell you what, Tavion over on the bench, getting a little break. They look for Seager. Ball's tipped around. Seager's got it. Seager fires it up. No good. Rebound there, McVay. McVay's shot tipped around. No good. And it's going to go out of bounds. Last touched by the Heroes. Another couple of substitutions here.
Number
40.
For
the Heroes, Matthew Martin.
Number 40.
And
Tyler
also
Dean coming in the game for the Heroes.
Also number 14, Aiden Benefield has entered for the Heroes. Here comes the Heroes. Ball being brought up there by number 24. Hey, they're looking at Thompson. Thompson's found his shot and a chance to tie this thing up. But Seager on the rebound, and here goes Seager. I got a feeling here, Bone. The shot, first shot, no good. Second
coast
is good.
Coast.
And Hero lays it up and in. The lid's off for Seager, and that's good for the Heroes.
Gets his own rebound coast to coast. And
19-15. I tell you, it's hard to rebound with these Heroes. There's an open shot up, no good. Rebound here for the Heroes. They'll get it up to Seager. Seager, he's up the floor. Seager all the way to the basket. Got his angle. I told you. He took the lid off, and now he's 4 points.
He's warming up, Rust. He's heating up.
21-15, 58 seconds left here in the first half. Up the floor, number 24. That's Malone Morgan. There's a shot up and in. Who took that shot? Did you get to – number 24, that's Morgan. Malone. 34 seconds here. Oh, looking down low, and it's stolen away. You better watch Thompson. And he comes out firing at half court. I think he thought the time was a little different than it was. 21-17. That'll give the Heroes a chance to possibly take the last shot here in this quarter. As we're here in this Matthews Meat Market second quarter of the Heroes game here live on Classic Country 90.9 and the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. There's a good look to Martin. Martin goes all the way to the basket, and I think he's going to be called for the travel. A little slide of feet there, Bone.
A little excessive on the feet motion there.
I tell you what, I look like you on the dance floor back in 92. There's
right up.
Buzzer beater made there, Malone Morgan. And the lead is going to be cut. I thought they were already 19. Was he 17? Okay, yeah. But it was a big shot by Malone at the buzzer from the left elbow. But I could just, you know, I just look like a bone move down there, that little side step motion he got going there. But he got called for it.
Yeah, you know.
Coach Giddens didn't appreciate it.
What was it called? The dip?
Yeah. If we ain't careful, they start playing some music. He may start moving across the floor here at any minute. We're going to take a little break, and we'll come back as we're at the half of the action here and live from Central High School of Clay County.
For our Savior that's on the team. Blair Family Farm and Market is a local farm-to-table market tucked right into the Ashland countryside. The Blair family raises their products on the farm without antibiotics and offers a range of locally sourced products from neighbors they know and trust. In a world where food often comes boxed and far from home, Blair Family Farm and Market keeps things local. Located at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland, open Wednesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 6 and Fridays and Saturdays from 9 to 6, Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Support for Classic Country 90.9 is provided by Bucks Island, a boat dealership in Southside, Alabama. Bucks Island carries aluminum boats from G3, Avid, and Sea Arc. The aluminum boat lineup includes fishing and hunting models with standard and camo finishes. Bucks Island also carries aluminum boats powered by Yamaha outboards. More info is available by phone at 1-800-IM-READY or online at BucksIsland.com. Bucks Island is a proud supporter of Classic Country 90.9.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of local radio on Classic Country 90.9. If you love the outdoors, Buddy Sports Country has everything you need, including the latest gear, scent control, calls, trail cameras, and the advice to help you enjoy the great outdoors. Buddy Sports Country also features a showroom absolutely full of firearms and scopes, and they're a licensed NFA dealer for suppressors. Buddy Sports Country is open 8 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday, located Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
Did you know that physical therapy is the first line of defense for joint and muscle pain, injuries, and even reducing your risk of falls? Are you planning to have orthopedic surgery? Dr. Cameron Bisher and Dr. Adam Johnson at Central Physical Therapy are trained to diagnose the problem and develop a treatment plan toward pain-free and healthy living. Central Physical Therapy offers plans for all individuals as well as performance training for athletes. Located near Smith's Curve and Lionville, the website is centralptal.com. Rehab well, live well, and perform well with Central Physical Therapy, sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Do you have an idea for a new business but don't know where to start? The newly renovated Clay County Economic Development Center is the place to begin. I'm Chance Jones, the director for the Clay County EDC. Give me a call at 256-276-9319 if you need help in starting or growing your business. The EDC has access to local and state resources so that your business venture will be a successful one. Again, that number is 256-276-9319. The Clay County Economic Development Council is proud to support the Clay Central Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Clay County Tire and Retreading has been part of the Ashland community, providing tire and vehicle services for trucks, tractors, and family vehicles. They offer custom tire recapping, front-end alignments, and commercial tire service. Located at 83531 Highway 9, Clay County Tire and Retreading carries a variety of tire brands and ordering options. Phone 256-354-2515.
This is the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, Heath Stroud, Heathbone in here with us. We got Jeremy Character's been around here with us. We appreciate you joining us here for Heroes Basketball. Heroes, little clarification, Bone, 21-20.
Okay.
Is the score now. So, 1-point lead for the Heroes, and we're about to move into this third quarter. We'll pause just a second as we move in.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Highway 9 Tire. Now, back to the action.
Right here in front of our table, Hero Hot Shots will be inbounding the ball. Number four there, Jacob Halpin will be throwing it in to Dawson Taylor. Taylor, you better not give him a good look. Cade Thompson down there, and they had a chance to take their first lead.
Guess who's got the rebound, Rusty?
It's Tavion. Tavion looks to take it all the way down and lays it in with a contact. Got a little separation there with the shoulder and went up and made the basket. And back up on top, it's by three, are the Heroes. Oh, and there's a block and takeaway. Tavion coming out. He was just recognized for his senior year. And he's making it count with a little showboating on that layup.
That's two coast-to-coast
plays by Tavion. I mean, get the
right out of the horn here.
Block
25 to 20.
Off the shot block.
There's a good shot up. Rebound, and there's Tavion again. Tavion getting a little excited after this recognition. He had it. Senior recognition. He's going down there with contact. He goes up through it, and now we're up by seven. I'll tell you, that's six
consecutive points by Tavion out of the halftime there.
Got a little shoe tying situation needs to go on. Calvin McVay's coming in, drugstore substitution. Subbing in as number 33 will get a sub. That's Justin McVay going out of the game. Taylor brings it up the floor. He's got some nice jewelry there, too, Bo. Shot up. Top of the key. Almost went in, did the three. Tipped around. Good pass. And finally the putback down there. I tell you what, you got to watch Thompson down low. He's got it going, this Cade Thompson, for the Hoover hot shots.
I would say he's working on a double-double as well.
27-22. The Heroes lead. And they're going to lob it down there to Seager. Through Seager's hands, he couldn't hardly handle it. Good thought. But that's going to get Taylor up the floor. Oh, good move by Taylor. A little stutter step.
Gets the nice roll in.
Good shooter's roll into the basket. And it's 27-24. It's good. We see different shooters coming and going here, Bone, as we're here throughout the day. Just depends on the classes getting a little taste of this. There's a pass. Look who gets the pass. Oh, taken away. Tavion felt like he got a little foul there, but Taylor said, no, sir, I'll get it up to my scoring man, and that's Thompson, and that leads down to one, 27-26.
Quickly, the lead evaporates.
Here comes Calvin. Calvin dribbles down, loses it, and he's tipped around, and it's last touch by the Heroes. And this, you know, the Hoover Hotshots will have their first chance here. They could take their first lead, I believe, of the day, Bone. Oh, but McVay in front of the pass. Up the floor. Calvin. Shot up, no good. Tavion shot, no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line shooting two first eight bank free throws here. I tell you, the pace of this game is pretty quick here, Bone.
Moving right along. Up and down the court. And, you know, what's impressed me is the excitement of these the players here today, Rusty. They've just come out of the gun shooting. You know,
smiles on their faces,
and they're just, you know, ready to hit the floor running, and that's what they've done.
You can. I agree. You can see the excitement. Tavion, first free throw, a little short, hit the front rim, no good. See if he can get this second. There's a mass substitution here for the Hoover Hotshots. I tell you, some good basketball. I mean, some people would say, you know, it's a lot of practicing goes on, these guys, you can tell. Tavion made the second free throw. That's a big one from Tavion. I tell you, I can't keep up with the scoreboard. It may be who we got. We got some of our varsity basketball players running it. That may be the problem. There's Tavion with a steal. And Tavion will lay it up and in.
I tell you, Tavion has impressed me. I'm sure he has you too.
Oh yeah, he nice touch at the basket, but strength when needed. He's really good on both ends of the floor. There's Benefield's coming in. Aiden Benefield's coming in there for Hayden Bailey, and what a shot!
Number
Wyman Freeman drained one from just inside the three-point line.
You have to watch Wyman.
He's a sneaky one, isn't he?
You have to watch him.
He's got them red wristbands on. I tell you what gets me. Look at that spin move, Tavy. What spin move in the assist?
And the rebound.
And the rebound and put back. That's a for sure double-double. He may be looking for a triple-double, though. He may have one almost, actually. Tavion. But what a spin move in the dish. How about that? And for Seager to be able to steal.
Another steal by Tavion.
He's going to go all the way and wait for the defense and take a lot of contact with it and put it up and in. 34-28. Tavion's going to get a little substitution.
Matthew, y'all get down there.
They're bringing it up the floor. Oh, good look down low. Good shot. Seager with a rebound, though. That shot was up by number three. That was Elijah Hawkins. Seager takes it coast to coast, misses the first time, but not the second one. And he's up and in. And
it's his own rebound. Back.
Seager's doing a good job of kind of slowing things down when he gets to the basket, making the shot count. There's a shot up, no good. Rebound. Oh, that went about halfway down. And there's a rebound by the Heroes. A little bit slow on the dribble there was Martin, and they'll get called for it. I tell you, Matthew Martin come out of there like a bullet. He just forgot to put it on the floor. Great rebound, though. I tell you what, they talk themselves through it. What gets me, I tell you, Bone, it stands out to me, when they make these shots, most of these players, they don't act surprised. They expect to make them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They're back down the floor.
Yeah.
Getting back on
defense. Look at that. There's another good shot. You better watch him. Freeman fires one up. Good pass down low. Shot up, no good. That shot, no good. Right now, oh,
there's Freeman.
You let Freeman get it, he'll put it back up and in. Here we go, bringing it up the floor for the Heroes. Number four, that's Jonathan Germany. Germany lost his dribble there, but it's touched by the Hot Shots, and it goes out of bounds off the Hot Shots. That'll give 5.7 seconds to see what the inbounds play coach Josh Giddens runs here. What do you think he's got here, Bone? You think he's got one drawn up?
I imagine.
Uh-oh.
It didn't work.
No, you had it. Evidently, she saw the play.
Yeah.
And she goes to the basket, shot up, and no good. But evidently, number 32, Tori Nichols, she must have saw that play draw up. She cut right in front of it. And we'll go to the fourth with the Vols, or the Heroes, I should say, up 36-30. Stick with us right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9, part of Radio Alabama Sports.
Are you tired of the old stressful car shopping? Hill Auto Sales in Lionville believes finding your next vehicle should be easy, and now they've made it even simpler. On your laptop, tablet, or phone, the website is buyfromhill.net. That's buyfromhill.net. You'll find the latest inventory of quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for you to browse. Buyfromhill.net features high-resolution photos, prices, detailed specs, and even a Carfax report. When you're ready for a test drive, Kevin Hill and Tim Carroll are ready to help. And remember, the Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales. The Clay Central Sports Network is brought to you by First Capital Insurance.
We value the relationships we have built over the past 30 years, and we cannot wait to begin new ones in 2026. First Capital Insurance would like to welcome you to our family this year. Whether you are looking for protection for your home, auto, farm business, or the peace of mind that comes with a life policy, First Capital Insurance will be there when you need us. We would love the opportunity to take care of your insurance needs in 2026. Our phone number is 256-396-2131, and we are located at 575 East College Street in Lionville.
fourth quarter action is brought to you by First Capital Insurance. Now, back to the action.
This is Rusty Taylor. He's Stroud, live from Central High School of Clay County. It's still on the inbound by Dawson Taylor here of the Hoover Hotshots, looking to cut into this lead. And Tavion Brown comes in, blocks a shot, stiff-legged and all. And that'll send Thompson, the hot shooter, to the line shooting too.
Great pass from the
It was. It really caused.
Led him well.
It was really, you're right, it was a great pass, which really caused Tavion to foul, just descending to the line, make him earn him the hard way, you might say. Kind of the old way we used to say it, Bo.
Make him earn it.
6:45 to go here in the game. Heroes clinging to a six-point lead. I look out there for the balls. I see Sigur Hughes. I see, let's see, who else? Hayden Bailey, number 24 is in. Shania Connor, if we've already said, number 23, Tavion Brown. And also Calvin McVay. That'll be the starters just open this First Capital Insurance fourth quarter. First free throw up and no good there by Cade Thompson. He's a good shooter. Don't expect him to miss them both. He does, and guess who gets the rebound? I think it got called in the lane violation there. I tell you, you know, you come off the floor, Bone, I mentioned, come off of that floor from that regional. Now, you're not going to get by with anything out of here.
No.
Oh, did you see Hayden Bailey split
Absolutely
that double
not.
Team,
oh.
Fire up the shot? Look at that grab from behind
from
him.
From who else? Number 23, Tavion.
Couldn't you
Brown.
See him being a great tight end with those hands?
Oh, yeah.
Go up and
Absolutely.
Catch that thing 38 to 30. Brown better stop. They better step in front of Taylor. Taylor fires up the three-point. Look at him go up with one hand and grab that rebound. Tavion Brown lost a dribble there, defended well by Taylor. I think Taylor poked it out. I think the Heroes will be inbounding the ball on their own baseline. 6:32, 38 to 30 lead here. Oh, we're running this inbound play. And there's Tavion Brown from three. It's no good. But Calvin McVay on the rebound. Calvin down the baseline. Calvin's layup is from up. Look at that steal.
Oh. As Coach Giddens is going to blow the whistle there.
Yep. I tell you, I think he liked to hear that thing, Bo. What do you think?
I think so, too.
38 to 30, 5:55 to go here. Oh, open
wide
look.
Wide open.
Wide open and a good shot. 33 at rims out for Justin Mack, or I should say that's wrong. Bobby Shilley. Hayden Bailey gets a shot, but Tavion Brown gets a rebound. And Brown up and
yes,
in.
Yes, see. Who else?
Tavion's got to have 30 points, doesn't he? Look at him go get that ball in the corner and stay, keep from going out of bounds.
Here he goes again.
Here he goes, Tavion. He's slowing it down, though. He's going to fire him up a three. And drain that Toyota Silicaga three-pointer from the left wing.
He's going to let him know about it, too.
43 to 30, up by 13. Tavion is taking over. There's a steal at the top by Calvin McVay. And Calvin's going to take it with a reverse something. Miss it. But Tavion, a little acting job there, wanting to foul. He wanted to end one chance, but he laid it in. Now we're going to get a Poultry South timeout. I tell you what, Bone, I think we'll take this one with him. I'm kind of out of breath. How about you?
Hot shots have seen enough.
You're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Flu season has arrived. This is Jana Wheeler, and at the drugstore, we want to help you take steps to hopefully keep the flu out of your home. We are offering grab-and-go flu defense bags that feature a variety of products to help treat your symptoms. The drugstore also has a large supply of flu and COVID tests, and it's still not too late to get your flu shot. We're located next to the Clay County Hospital and open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 until noon. The drugstore, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Jason Walker with Timber Elite Auctions. Timber Elite Auctions is a company that we set up for private landowners to utilize and take bids on their timber stands. Timber Elite Auctions operates with an online bidding platform with over 150 buyers across Alabama. I am available by phone at 256-846-0575 or online at TimberEliteAuctions.com. My Alabama auctioneer license number is 5462. Timber Elite Auctions is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
When you need a lawyer who will go the extra mile, Tyler Sims is there for you. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network. Online at sims.law.
This is Rusty Taylor and also Heath Bone Stroud, and we're live here. Heath Bone getting a lot of action today on the radio. You can join him again right as we go off the air there, Bone. But there's a shot. Speaking of air, there was an air ball fired up by the Hoover Hotshots. 15-point lead. I think this is the largest of the afternoon. Tavion Brown has really taken over early here in the fourth. The lead was down to two, if I remember correctly. They're looking for Tavion again, and Tavion lays it up and in. Tavion will get the sub, get subbed here. Having a big afternoon, or morning, I guess is what it is. I better get used to that. We got some morning basketball in the morning, Bo.
That's right.
There's Thompson. Oh, Thompson with a drive down to the basket. I think that Seeker Hughes is going to get called for the foul, I think.
They'll get an early start in the morning.
Yeah, 9 o'clock tip for the girls. Boys to fall at 10:30. Want to remind you of that. We'll be going down to Montgomery for the regional tournament. Sweet 16 as the ball girls will be taking on Beauregard. Airtime 8:45, then followed by the boys. Immediately following, we'll go right into boys action. Myself, Coach Jerry Weems, and Jeremy Character be headed down as Bone, and Coach Heron and Dave will be kind of handling things up here in the county, or that's the plan as we speak. Fluid, always fluid.
Always fluid.
Two free throws missed, and Calvin McVeigh on the rebound. McVeigh looks down to Seager. Seager gets it. Seager shot up, in and out. Good shot by Seager, but it hit front rim and bounded out. Doing a good job of getting position down there on the block is our two big men, we like to call them, Seager and Brown. Up the floor, there's Hayden Bailey. Bailey, he's looking to take it all the way himself. And Bailey does. McCoy had a chance for the rebound, but McVeigh gets it. That shot no good. Rebound there to Thompson and the Hoover Hotshots.
Hey, Seager.
There's a shot. Rims out no good. Rebound by number three in the Hoover Hotshots. Out to number 32, and she drained it. Who is that, Bone?
Tori Nichols.
Tori Nichols with the put back there for the Hoover Hotshots. Up the floor comes Hayden Bailey. Bailey dribbles over in the right corner, looks to pass it down to Seager. Seager has it picked off by Thompson. Now Wyman's going to get hollering for Wyman Freeman. Freeman's kind of been quiet, but he's one of those type players. Oh, there's a good look at the basket. No good. Shot. Seager with a rebound. Let's see if he can take it all the way.
He's going to try.
He's been defended, but he's going all the way to the basket. Shot up no good. Got his own rebound. Shot up no good. His own rebound again, and he makes it go. Big shot there from Seager Hughes, and that may get him his last, you know, right now with a pretty big lead, they're going to rest him and Brown.
Seager's every bit of 6'2", isn't he?
I'm going to say he's every bit of 6'4",
6'5". A little bit taller.
Yeah.
So I wasn't giving him enough.
He uses it well as well. There's a shot up and good. Well, I know you want to lean on the head, but he's definitely taller than I am.
Yeah, he's
Seager is, so Seager getting him some water over there. Oh, he's got his own mixture, looks like, yeah, over there on the bench. Huh?
He does.
That blue Powerade mixture, that's a special mix there. He's played a lot of this game. He deserves that, whatever he's got over there in that bottle. And there's the hot shots back with the basketball. Thompson shot up, no good. Rebound is good. That's a tough shot by number 32 there. That
Torrey Nichols.
Torrey Nichols and cutting into that lead, but it may be too little too late. He is 6'4". I just got a text from his mother. He's 6'4". Oh, there's a steal. Steal by the hot shots. Look at Thompson take it all the way to the basket. Yeah, old classmate of mine, Seeger's mother. Seeger does well-liked student, as many of these students are here at Clay Central.
I tell you.
I tell you, you can tell everybody's running out of gas. You see that, Bone? Oh, McCoy gets it. We got a little tie-up, jump ball situation, 28 seconds. Possession error in favor of the Heroes. I tell you, the ones on the bench look like they're pleased with it. You know what I'm saying at this point? All the starters are over there. Now all five starters are over there for the Heroes. It looks like they're going to pick up another victory. They've had a big season, still got more to play, but up the floor, there's Germany. There is taken away by number 33 on the steal. That's Bobby Shilley's. Bobby goes to the free throw line. Over to number 24. That shot up, no good. That's Morgan. Another putback, no good. 5 seconds. Shot no good. You better watch him. Right here he is, Bone. And it don't go at the buzzer, and the Heroes pick up a big victory. I tell you what, let's do. Let's take a little break. We'll get station identification, and we'll come back and we'll recap. This Heroes win is they win 49-38 over the Hoover Hotshots right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
In this area, we know what matters. Family, community, and a great Sunday dinner. That's why your local Piggly Wiggly stores in Ashland and Lineville are proud to be your go-to for quality and value. From our premium meat market to fresh produce, Piggly Wiggly has everything you need to keep your kitchen stocked and your family happy. Need a quick meal? Piggly Wiggly features hot deli favorites and a wide range of snacks and desserts. Plus, both stores are now proudly accepting EBT to better serve you. Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville is proud to support our student-athletes on the Clay Central Sports Network.
If you can dream it, Southern Cabinet Company can build it. For more than 40 years, this family-owned team has been crafting beautiful kitchens and baths with quality cabinets, hardware, and countertops, serving new construction, remodels, and multifamily projects across the region. Southern Cabinet Company, the official kitchen and bath retailer of the Clay Central Sports Network and a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9. Available on Instagram or by phone at 256-354-2555.
Williams Parts and Supply is your local Napa Auto Parts home. But did you know they carry a whole lot more? From Milwaukee Tools and Echo Power Equipment to Case Knives and Heavy Duty Industrial Supplies, they have the gear to keep you moving. Located next to Dollar General in Lineville at 89243 Highway 9, they're open from 5:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Williams Parts and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. At First State Bank, we believe in the power of local. Your deposits help fuel local businesses, support local home ownership, and build a stronger community for us all. Our focus is on this community, and it's been that way for more than 50 years. First State Bank has been a stable financial institution for this area through good times and through bad. With locations in Ashland, Lineville, and Wedowee, First State Bank is looking to build an even brighter future right here in our backyard. First State Bank is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network, First State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. This is the Alta Point Health post-game show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, Heathbone Stroud, live from Central High School of Clay County as we've just wrapped up a big Heroes win. Heroes over the Hoover Hotshots here in Heroes basketball. And, Bone, it's both of our first chances. This just got started this season. But it's been a joy to be here to see it mainly, but obviously to call it, and a big win for the Heroes.
Absolutely, Rusty.
You didn't just swap mics on me.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I run over there to get.
Yeah, that's all right. We got you now. But go ahead and share. You ran over there to get some totals, and there goes by Tavion Brown.
And Tavion really took charge in today's game, and as we get some.
Are we getting some of them coming over?
Appreciation.
Good job, Seeger. Congratulations.
Good job,
Hayden. They coming over to.
I wish you
were
back on
1.7. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We're getting a lot of the players coming over here checking on us, and Tony Jones come and give us a hand, doing a great job. They all did a great job hosting this game. But you, when you look at it, Bone, just taking it in, seeing the love for the game,
man, that
the
was
smile
really cool.
On the faces,
they all
faces.
Just come over here and thanked us.
Well, a bunch of these kids, I've had the opportunity, incredible kids baseball. I've coached
right.
them, helped coach them for a lot of years, assisted in that, and these kids love to play athletics, and they love to compete, and they do a really good job of it. And speaking of one that stood out, is our senior here stood out today.
Yes.
Tavion Brown, 38 points is what you got, right?
And that's
Bob?
What I was good. Yeah, 38 of the 49 points.
We know
he had double-digit rebounds.
Yeah.
And he had a couple blocks.
He probably had 20 rebounds.
I mean,
maybe 10 steals.
Yeah.
I mean, his stat line is, you're going to need to fill up the printer with some ink before run his stat line off. But, I mean, in all honesty, we're so elated. Of course, we talked to Mr. Perryman, allowing us to do that. Radio
right.
Alabama, the chance to cover this game, and we want to do more in the future. We plan to do more in the future. And we just mentioned Tavion is a big, important player, but he's the only senior, so all these other players will have a chance to call this and again in the future, or play this game in the future. Good to have Bridget Burton getting to come out here. She, as I said yesterday, she's down on the floor in a Central Regional calling high school basketball today. She's calling Heroes basketball at home. Everybody, I don't want to start naming names that put this together because I would leave somebody out and there's somebody I would miss. But, it's good to see the communication and everybody working together, the students here supporting the players and everything they do. And it was just a great day. I'm glad we were able to spend about an hour out here at the school and be able to broadcast this. We appreciate you listening because all I would say is you move forward listening and watching that you take a chance to definitely come out here in the future. It will be recorded. One second, we'll let you know how it. We will have it saved, and you can come back and listen. One second, we're about to close this thing. But actually, and that's one thing. It will be. It will
yes.
be archived there on the Southern Union State Community College, the Clay Central Sports Network there, and this should be archived and be able to pull it up and listen back. The players will be able to go back and listen to their names be called, and it'll be a neat time. So we're excited about that. You can always look at radio on the Radio Alabama app, or Radio Alabama, all that stuff. Give them that, but I don't want to. You can always look on Radio Alabama app and pull up that stuff.
So
you can also go online to
ClassicCountry909.org.
Yeah.
And there's multiple ways. It'll be archived there in the podcast section, like the morning show is, just like the rest of our
Which is also on the Radio Alabama
app.
Website
yes,
as well.
As
so
well. So
those
multiple ways to do that.
Multiple ways. A lot of people want to do that, but that will be archived. It's not there instantly, but it should be there probably by tomorrow. So
absolutely.
The whole broadcast will be there, so you can go back and listen to that. But we appreciate Bone. Thank you for jumping in here.
Yeah.
Kind of thrown together because we got some misinformation, but we got it done.
Hey, we got it done.
And I appreciate Coach Heron and him helping us back at the station get things changed over. And it was a joy. It was a big game and a fun time and a well-played game by both teams.
Just it really was, Rusty. And just very impressed with the energy of both teams and just you know, they came out of the gate running. You know, they're very happy to be here. You could tell it, and so are we. And just a great morning over here at Volunteer Gymnasium.
Absolutely. Well, Bone, let's get off here, and they can join you right now. Right quick
going
turn.
Going down the road with Bone.
Going down the road. You can go down the road with Bone the rest of the afternoon to 2 o'clock. So yeah. Stay right there on Classic Country 90.9. For Jeremy Character, that helped us quickly make an adjustment to set up. Of course, he had to get himself to work and get back. He just able to take a little break there and help us for a minute. We appreciate him. We appreciate all those back at the station. We appreciate you for Heath Stroud, Heath Bone, and this is Rusty Taylor. Until next time, God bless and go Vols.